Canmore. A closure of a trail near Canmore Nordic Center put in place last week following a close encounter between a hiker and a bear is set to be lifted. A conservation officer responded to the incident on the Legacy Trail near the Canmore Nordic Center at about 9:45 a.m. on October 11 after a hiker reported using bear spray to scare away a bruin at close range. Officials with Alberta Parks said the individual, who was wearing earbuds at the time, is a newcomer to town and was not able to identify the bear as a black or grizzly. The hiker had bear spray with them and successfully deployed it to ward off the bear, which was under 5 meters in distance from the hiker, said Victoria Person, Director of Communications for Alberta Forestry and Parks in an email. The bear retreated away from the hiker back into the woods. Some of the bear spray did get on the hiker, which they were treated for following the incident. No other injuries occurred. The incident happened in the town of Canmore, just on the edge of the provincial park boundary. Person said there were no signs of dead animals or other attractants in the area that would hold a bear in the area. The person who encountered the bear is new to Canmore and was taking a walk wearing earbuds, which potentially affected their ability to hear, she said. Situational awareness is key to safety while enjoying the outdoors during bear season. Always have full senses of sight and sound available while enjoying the outdoors. As a result of the incident and to allow time for an investigation to take place, the Legacy Trail at the Canmore Nordic Center was closed and bear warning signs were posted for town land adjacent to the Legacy Trail under the power line up to Highway 742. The area has been monitored since the incident. There have been no signs of bear activity, said Person. A bear warning is currently in place for Larch Island effective October 13, where a bear is feeding on a carcass. Nick DeReuter, program director for Bow Valley Wild Smart, said there are still many bears active in and around town, noting temperature and availability of food will dictate when bears head into the dens. It's a busy, busy fall, he said. If there's a warning up, choose somewhere else to go. Do you really need to go to a place where there is a warning? Have a plan B or C. In addition, DeReuter reminded hikers and bikers to look and listen for signs of bears, like scat or diggings, on and near trails. If you find anything, consider turning around and find another place to go, he said. Don't purposely go where bears have been seen. Give them that space to move around the landscape. I don't think enough people do that. Traveling in groups also can help avoid a bear encounter, according to DeReuter. Groups of 4 are much safer. You can make more noise and you're more intimidating for wildlife, he said. Another key message from Bow Valley Wild Smart is keeping dogs on a leash at all times and consider leaving dogs at home. If you don't think you can handle potentially pulling out your bear spray, controlling your dog, and maybe you've got kids with you as well, consider removing one of those elements, and one of the simplest ones is to leave your dog at home, he said. Please report all bear sightings immediately to 403-591-7755.